Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberator. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that's been absolutely booming in the real estate market: new construction condos in downtown Sarasota. David, thanks so much for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. Yeah, downtown Sarasota is really having a moment right now. There's so much happening with new construction, and I think a lot of people don't realize just how many projects are actually in the pipeline or already completed.
Okay, so when you say there's a lot happening, like, are we talking about a handful of projects, or is this actually a significant wave of development?
No, it's definitely a significant wave. Downtown Sarasota has really transformed over the past several years. We've got everything from luxury high-rises to mid-rise residential towers, and each one kind of brings something different to the market. Some are ultra-luxury, some are more lifestyle-focused, and some are really geared toward investors looking for rental income.
I love that. So it's not just one type of buyer or one type of project. There's actually diversity in what's being built. So when you're looking at all these different towers, what are some of the key things that buyers should actually be paying attention to?
Great question. I think the first thing is location within downtown Sarasota itself. Are you closer to the waterfront? Are you near the cultural district? That makes a huge difference. Then you've got amenities. Some towers have rooftop pools, fitness centers, concierge services. And then there's the developer track record, the finishes, whether it's furnished or unfurnished. There's a lot to consider.
Right, right. So it's not just about picking a nice looking building. You really need to understand what you're getting into. Are there any projects that you think are particularly noteworthy right now? Like ones that really stand out?
Absolutely. There are several projects that have really captured attention. Some of them are trophy properties with incredible views and top-tier finishes, while others are really smart investments for people looking at the rental market or just want a solid home in a walkable, vibrant neighborhood. The variety is honestly one of the coolest things about what's happening downtown right now.
You know what I think is so cool about that? It means there's literally something for everyone, whether you're a first-time buyer, an investor, or someone who just wants to live in the heart of the action. So, for someone listening who's thinking about jumping into the downtown Sarasota market, where would you actually tell them to start?
I'd say start by understanding what matters most to you. Are you buying as a primary residence? Are you looking for investment potential? Do you care about being right on the water, or is being near restaurants and culture more important? Once you answer those questions, you can narrow down which projects actually make sense for you. And honestly, visiting in person is huge. You can feel the vibe of each neighborhood and see how the buildings fit into the community.
That's such good advice. There's no substitute for actually being there and getting a feel for it. Well, David, this has been really helpful. For anyone who wants to learn more about specific projects or get a deeper dive into what's available, where should they find you?
Thanks so much. People can reach out to me directly, and I'm always happy to walk through the different towers and what makes each one unique. Whether you're serious about buying or just exploring options, I love helping people navigate this market.
Perfect. Well, David Liberator, thanks again for breaking down the downtown Sarasota new construction scene for us. This was really insightful. And hey, thanks to all of you listening to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberator. If you found this helpful, share it with someone who's thinking about real estate in Sarasota. We'll catch you next time.